And now a moment to say goodbye to an experiment in Sweden that's been running for 7 years.
The Twitter account @Sweden is controlled by a different Swedish citizen each week. And a few years ago, I actually reported on this from Sweden. So in memoriam, here's an excerpt of that story.
When the official Twitter account for the nation of Sweden posts something about the small town of Sjöbo, this is not what you expect.
Sjöbo is famed in all of Sweden for having 46 really daft neo-Nazis. If you don't mind Nazis, however, Sjöbo is a really nice place.
Or a tweet saying that if Scandinavia were a dysfunctional family,
Sweden would be the anxious hipster brother, always buying organic coffee and just harassing everybody else.
Those were both actual tweets from @Sweden.
I'm Margit Rickert. I live outside of Malmö, out in the countryside. I'm a food writer and a chef, and I just handled the Twitter account for Sweden for a week.
Swedish marketing consultant Patrick Kampman conceived of the project at the ad agency Volontaire. He says national branding is often superficial and cliched.
Like a fake dating profile. This is just Twitter and it's just a small thing, but it's proving our society's view on democracy.
He wanted to disprove the stereotype that Swedish people are perfect, superficial, and a bit boring. IKEA-ish, in his words.
Now, after 7 years of viral moments, political hiccups, and insight into daily Swedish life, this social experiment will wrap up on September 30th.
Others are carrying the baton on Twitter. @Ireland gives its Twitter account to a different Irish person each week. But if you ever miss these Swedish insights, the entire back catalog, all 200,000 or so tweets, is archived online at curatorsofsweden.com.